You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, 24 hours in perspective can really make a difference in life. I wake up this morning, the car battery is dead, I had to jump it. Then I go to my fast food restaurant and the line is an extra 10, 15 minutes. Really slow service to get my French toast dippers this morning. But nothing fazed me because it's all sunshine and blue skies in our life right now because we had a great day on the podcast yesterday. We win $336.30. We get some confidence back in the National Football League, hitting the under 50 between the Bucks and the Giants. And then in college basketball, we go 6-1 on the card. Our lone loser was Arkansas, and they had a double-digit lead for most of that game, and we played the worst value on the board. We played the -8.5. Several of you got it at 8, even 7.5, so either pushed or cashed the ticket. We lose by the half a point, and that was our only loss in college basketball. So good night overall. We feel really good about things going into Tuesday. And now let's see how we do on the card today. We're going to lead off with Maction Football. And game number one, well, it's two teams as cold against the spread as we are on college football. Ball State and Buffalo. Ball State is a 6.5-point favorite. Buffalo this year, 4-7 straight up, 3-7-1 against the spread. They've lost three straight up and against the number. Ball State, meanwhile, 5-6 straight up, 3-8 against the spread. They've lost 3 of 4 straight up and their last 4 against the spread. So last week, I didn't see the 20-point loss coming to Central Michigan for Ball State. But tonight, a win, and they qualify for a bowl game. And what we do in this final game of the season is we compare it to a bowl game. Who has more motivation to play? And tonight, Ball State has more motivation. They're playing for that bowl game. Yeah, Buffalo may get up to try to stop them from qualifying, but I think Ball State has more motivation. Last year, Ball State won their first bowl game ever, and this year they attempt to make it back-to-back qualifying years for the first time in a decade. That's enough for me. I'm going to play the Cardinals, Ball State, -6.5 at home against Buffalo. Game number two in the MAC is going to be Western Michigan, -4 at Northern Illinois. The number doesn't make sense based on the stats here, but we'll tell you why in a moment. Western is 6-5 straight up, 4-6-1 against the spread. They've lost 3 of 4, and they've lost 4 straight against the spread. Meanwhile, Northern is 8-3 straight up, 7-3-1 against the spread. Their 5-point loss to Kent State is their only blemish since losing to Michigan back in September. So Northern Illinois is the king of one-score wins in conference this year. Their average margin of victory, a whopping 4 points. They are already locked into the MAC title game next week, so I don't know if they treat this game like an exhibition game or not. I'm not sure. Meanwhile, on the other side of the football, Western Michigan, this matters to head coach Tim Lester. His team has not won at Northern Illinois since 2007, and if they have a 7-win season, it should guarantee him a bowl game. So I'm going to lay the 4 with Western Michigan on the road tonight at Northern Illinois. So those are your two games in the MAC. We're on Ball State -6.5. And we're on Western Michigan -4. Now we get to the superstition section where a couple weeks ago we switched up the order and we got hot. Now we've lost 4 straight in hockey. We've lost 3 straight in the NBA. So we're switching it back. Next up, we go to the frozen pond. It is Calgary -1.5 over Chicago. And that's at a +115. So the Flames are 11-3-5 this season. They are 2-1-3 at home. And they are outscoring their opponents 63-36 this year. Last time out for them, they won at Boston 4-0. Meanwhile, the Blackhawks, well, you can thank me for getting you hot because I've been against you like 3 straight games and you won them. The Blackhawks are 6-10-2 straight up, 2-6-1 on the road. So not a good road record yet. They have been outscored this year 58-40. Last time out for them, they won at Vancouver 1-0 on Sunday. So the Flames have won 4 straight. Let's keep this simple. Let's make it 5. Flames -1.5 at a +115 over Chicago. Next up, we go to the association where we're going to play Portland and Denver under the 212.5. The Nuggets are 11-6 to the under this year. Last time out, they lost 126-97 at Phoenix, going over the number. Meanwhile, the Blazers are 9-8 to the under this year. Last time out, they beat Philly 118-111, going over the number. So the Nuggets are winless when they give up 100 or more points this season. And they have won all but one game when they keep their opponents under 100. With a four-game losing streak, I expect the Nuggets to have plenty of defensive intensity tonight. So we're going to play the under 212.5 between Portland and Denver. Now let's go to college basketball. The first game on the docket is really early. So if you want to get the play in, don't waste any time. It is Evansville plus 9 over Vermont. So Evansville lost in triple overtime yesterday. Legs might be an issue, but they also scored 104 points and shot the ball well. That momentum carries over into today. Plus, I think they'll have a sense of urgency to finish the job and get the win. I'm going to take the Purple Aces plus the 9 over Vermont. Next up on the card, it is Wright State minus 1.5 against James Madison. This might be my last stand with Scott Nagy at Wright State this year. They are 0-3 straight up. They are 0-3 against the spread. They can't seem to shoot the three. Horrific shooting yesterday against GW. How bad? They went 3-23 on three-pointers. That's 13%. No way they can be that bad again today. So I'm going to take the Raiders of Wright State minus 1.5 over JMU. Next up on the card, it is Oakland plus 1 over Rice. I was one of the few that stayed on the Golden Grizzlies bandwagon, and they delivered yesterday beating Vermont. Come on, everyone, jump back on. I'll remind you that this team won at Oklahoma State by 1. They beat Toledo by 21, and then that hard-fought loss at West Virginia by 7. Oakland plus 1 is the play today over Rice. Next up, it is Houston minus 6 over Wisconsin. So a great rally and win yesterday by the Badgers over Texas A&M. We wanted that because it set up this game. Wisconsin goes into long scoring droughts on a consistent basis, and now they get to play this Houston D. Kelvin Sampson's D has given up an average of 48 points per game in the last three. And we're not talking football here. We're talking basketball, 48 points per game. Those last three games were against Rice, Butler, and Virginia. Houston, minus 6 is my play in the game that set up perfectly for us. Next up, it is Kent State minus 7 over GW. 7 is a big number in these types of tournaments, but Kent State has the ability to separate, and Kent State will make shots today, unlike Wright State yesterday. I like the Golden Flashes to run away with this one. Kent State minus 7 is the play against GW. Next up, we're going Illinois minus 10 over Kansas State. So Arkansas, as we know, let off the gas last night and allowed K-State to backdoor them. Illinois is coming off an embarrassing loss, and they didn't take advantage of the triple teams against Kofi. Guys like Trent Frazier are not going to go 0-9 on open looks most nights. I was wrong last night, but I don't expect to be wrong tonight. Illinois will separate and give us a Tier 3 blowout. Illinois, minus 10 is the play over K-State. And then as we wrap up what is a chalky card, which makes me a little bit nervous, we're playing the Zags of Gonzaga, minus 5.5 over UCLA. Dickie V is back. It's number 1 against number 2. Oh, baby, I'm excited for this one. Will it live up to the hype? No. Revenge factor for UCLA favor them tonight? No. The Zags are going to cover the 5.5. It is Gonzaga, minus 5.5 over UCLA. So let's recap the rest of the card for you. On the frozen pond, we like Calgary, minus the 1.5 over Chicago at a plus 115. We're on Portland and Denver under the 212.5. Then in college basketball, your 7-pack today, Evansville plus 9 over Vermont, Wright State minus 1.5 over James Madison, Oakland plus 1 over Rice, Houston minus 6 over Wisconsin, Kent State minus 7 over George Washington, Illinois minus 10 over Kansas State, and Gonzaga minus 5.5 over UCLA. That's your card for a Tuesday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.